T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, there's a man on hold, and I think I could speak for you when I say this guy is sorely missed on TV over the last few months during this Jet start. Ray Lucas is on the phone. Ray.
Really? What's up?
Ray, how are you, man?
Bro. Tell me you're not freaking retirement, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's time to go, Ray. You know what? It's all over but the crying now. You know what I'm saying, man?
Let me tell you a short story. You have been a beacon of great air, voice, opinions. You will be sorely missed. I, my boys texted me, they're like, yo, your man Bedingo's going. I'm like, bro, are you serious? And then I had to get online while I'm at my friggin' office and check it out and see if it was real, because I didn't think that was in your repertoire, friggin' retiring, Holmes.
Yeah. No, yeah, look, it's time. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. It's something I've been thinking about for a number of years, to be very honest with you, Ray. And it's time to go. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean,
I want to say two things, Joe. Yeah. And this comes from my heart. You know me, I don't mix my words just about in anything I do. So I want to say one thing. You have been a great voice in New York for many years, but you're an even better man. And I wish you nothing but the best in your further endeavors. And if you ever need anything, you can call me at any time, brother. I will be there. You are truly it's somebody I looked up to for a very long time. Never told you that because I don't want your friggin' head to swell. But at the same time, I have to pay homage to somebody that I admire that kind of tells it the way I do. We don't leave any too much to the imagination, and I wish you nothing but the best, Joe, man. You are truly an amazing individual.
Ray, I appreciate it, man. You know, you always were so good to me. You know, at the SNY days, and I'll say this too. You know, as the Jet fan that I am, I mean, I appreciate what you did for the Jets, man. You know, you were a good Jet,
that
man.
Too, Joe. Coming from you means a lot.
You were a good Jet. There's no doubt about it. I'm still ticked that Bill didn't go to you right in the beginning of that '99 season. We won't get into that. But you know, you were. I mean, you laid it all out there. You were a real solid player for the Jets, and I always appreciate it.
Well, you know how us Jersey boys do, Joe, man.
Yeah,
what I'm saying? We ain't scared.
No, definitely not. And like I said, on the SNY days, and we miss you on the show, man. We miss you on the Jet pre- and post-game stuff, man.
You know what? In the beginning, you know, it's all about respect and principles and stuff like that. It's the way I was raised by a Navy man, and you know, my mom was great, and sometimes when people offer you stuff that you don't think is respectful after 14 years, sometimes you got to walk away. But I didn't really realize how bad I would miss it at the time. And, you know, the funniest thing happened to me, though. You know, I'm watching these games, and I'm literally throwing up in my mouth, Joe, on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying?
How could you not?
some of the calls, some of this crap that's going on, it's really frustrating. And then I realized one day, I don't have to watch this crap. I have no TV show after the game. I don't have to talk about how I feel about it. So, in reality, it's increased my drinking, definitely. I will say that. Because if you're not watching these games drunk, you're doing something very wrong. So, but again, that one thing has nothing to do with the other. I just called to tell you that you are an amazing man, Joseph, and that, you know, like I said, prosper, and I hope you enjoy your retirement. And like I said, brother, you are an individual, and love the way you talk, and love the way you're true to yourself and true to everybody who listens to you, brother. So that you will be missed too, brother. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do my TV stuff. You've been doing this for years, brother, and bringing the realness to all the people that listen. So I really do appreciate you, and I just wanted to say, you know, enjoy your retirement, brother. But thank definitely you, bro. Drink on Sundays until we get this crap straightened out. I almost cursed again on the air. Sorry.
Thank you, bro. And hopefully, you know, for you, Ray, and all of us, all the Jet people, all the people that are Jet fans and everything, you know, before we leave this earth, we're going to see at least another one. Let's hope so, Ray.
Well, listen, I'm not as old as you, so I got a better shot of that.
You got a much better shot. Thank God I saw the one that I saw. Thank God I saw the only one, because that's going to probably be it for me, Ray. I'll tell you that. Probably.
Listen, you know what? The craziest thing about this team is that, you know, I'm listening to stuff. I see stuff. And, you know, the Lawrence thing saying, you know, I don't have to leave. You know what I'm saying? It's to somebody who played the game, to somebody who you don't have to leave. You know, they missed the fact that this is the NFL. Like the opportunity that nobody, rarely, the small percentage of everyone who ever played football ever gets to have. And to be able to pick and choose where you go or when you come out, like nothing is guaranteed, man. It's sickening how some of these athletes think these days, where instead of being taken as a privilege to be drafted number one. I mean, I wasn't even drafted and I played 8 years, but at the same time,
right.
You know, to be in a situation that he put himself in, don't get me wrong, he put himself in this situation because his size, his skill level, and he's once in a million talent. I get that part. But to say you might stay in because you might go to the Jets is a slap in the face to all Jet fans. And I've heard a lot of commentators say, whatever they got to do, send people down there to convince them to go to the Jets. You know what? That's BS, dude, with me. That's crap. Because in the end, this kid is going to be set for life financially. And any team could suck in this league, and everybody has seen it. You know, you look at New England, who's been a perennial power for how many years, is almost dead last. Besides us, I mean, we're freaking dead last. But, you know what I mean? Any team can suck. And the more talent you put around these kids is the better off you're going to be in this day and age. One person does not make a team great. Just know that. Because I think Sam Darnold's pretty freaking special. And if you don't have pieces around the freaking main part of your puzzle, nothing's going to work. So, in the end, and again, I don't want to start preaching on the radio, but that really kind of pisses me off.
They got to get a coach, Ray. You know what they got to do?
They have to find
a real head coach here, Ray. They really do.
I agree with you because, you know, my guys down on the banks, you know, have been a doormat of the Big Ten for many years.
Yep.
And as difficult it was to do the Jet games, as difficult it's been as a Jersey boy who went to Rutgers that has all the pride and bleed scarlet to watch that happen. And you feel bad for the kids, you know what I'm saying? Because they come here and they want to make the state great. But as soon as Greg gets in town, like, I'm doing a game in Michigan State, man, and I'm telling you, Joe, what's the word that you have to use? You know how they say the team takes the personality of their coach?
Yep, sure. Right.
That's why in any situation and on any level, the most important thing, even though he doesn't cross the white lines, is the coach, man. It really is. This team looks completely different from a year ago that I saw them, and I've been doing them for 12 years straight. And it's just a breath of fresh air. So, Joe, your statement about we need a coach, the fact that he's still there is amazing to me. But we need a real coach. The fact that they let Mike McCarthy walk out the front door, even though he's not doing well in Dallas, he doesn't have a starting quarterback, and hired Gase is still scratching my head material because the guy didn't win in our division. How do you hire him?
Unbelievable. No, it's unbelievable.
But again, Joe, I don't want to talk Jets. I don't want to spoil your friggin' day. Godspeed, my brother.
That's all right. I love you, bro. You know that.
I love
nothing
you too,
but
man.
Love,
have
Ray. Nothing but love, man.
Hey, thank you guys for getting me on with my man. I really do appreciate that, Ernie. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, man. Ray Lucas. Yep. What can you say? He was a good Jet, man. I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
I'm still mad at Parcells, man. This guy, he put Ray in that game against the Lions when Ray had never thrown a pass, you know. But then, you know, with the season still in order, he waited to, you know, 7 weeks to go to Ray Lucas, and then they went on that big run. And, you know, if he would have went earlier to Ray, they would have made the playoffs that year.
No, I think you're right. And I got to tell you, I've watched more of the Jet postgame this year because of the nature of this season, and he's missed, man. He
sure
was
is.
Great on that postgame show. And
he
look,
was, yeah.
They still do a fine job. Bart's great. Jonas,
I mean, Bart does
good.
A great job. At Jonas,
Bart
of course.
Does a great
my
job.
Man Jonas Schwartz, of course.
But, no, he was great during those postgames, man.
Yep.
And I can only imagine what he would have been like this year, but clearly they didn't show him the respect he deserves, which he deserved because he was the star of those post-game shows over the last few years, in my opinion, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Ray told it like it is, no doubt. No doubt
Absolutely.
About it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.